Welcome to the National Bicycle Greenway's Mountain Mover podcast series. Here you will get up close and personal with people who are taking giant steps for the betterment of cyclists and for the planet itself.
On Tuesday, June 26, 2007, we filled the busicle with noisemakers, nonstop smiling, and a healthy amount of laughter as we pedaled to hear a band named Wild Child. Yet another beautiful warm summer evening here in Palo Alto, California, greeted us as our reward was great music in a wonderful park setting.
Okay, we're at the end of a busicle ride here. Today is the 26th day of June, and we've had an extreme blast. There's Mango that I can see him getting off the busicle. It's been a very fun ride. What did everyone think of today's ride?
Great!
Now, we're going to go around and I'm going to get everyone's reaction to what they thought of the busicle. And how many people here this was the first time?
All of us.
Me. Everybody.
Anybody, any veterans here?
Oh, yeah. I've been
all right. So what do you think of this ride, Martin Stone? What did you think of it?
Oh, this was even better than ever. New crew, new cast of lunatics. This was just Palo Alto at its finest.
All right. That was Martin Stone. He's my neighbor. He just loves every busicle ride we do.
Especially when his pedals don't work.
Yes. Okay. Now, that commentary was brought to us by a pilot who's also a writer for a local, national, international airplane magazines. Her name is Lane. Not to be confused with Bike Lane, but she's going to tell us what she thought of her busicle experience today.
I thought it was harder than I thought it was going to be. I walk faster than we went, but it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
And in the main, did you feel like it was an extreme blast?
It was an extreme blast, okay. Yes.
And even the upset rush hour car people were having a good time and laughing at us and waving.
Right.
So it was friendly. It was a happy thing.
Okay, now this next person I want to talk to is a lady named Vicky. She's a cyclist. And not to be confused with Icky Vicky, but Vicky.
Or Miss Vicky,
or anything like that. Now, Vicky, who rode with us, is a cyclist. What did you think of the busicle ride?
Awesome. I thought it was great. I also ride a tandem, but this one takes the cake.
Really? Did you think this?
It's like having 14 other people help instead of just one other.
Wow. Now, Vicky rides the hills of Morgan Hill, Gilroy, and she's generally doing a few thousand feet of climbing every time she's out.
That speed bump was comparable to Sycamore.
Really? So Sycamore's a pretty challenging ascent, huh?
It is.
Just like a speed bump, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And in the main, you thought it was fun?
I thought it was great.
Okay. Yeah. And what was the most poignant thing about your part of the busicle ride? What did you remember the most?
Seeing people's faces look at us.
Okay.
That was awesome.
Now, we were joined at Rinconada Park by a man that no one really knows who this man is. He's our mystery guest who came in and just powered. He powered so hard that his beautiful clothes on. I wish I could afford clothes like that. Tell us your name. I already forgot. I'm embarrassed. I sat next to him for a while. And tell us your name and tell us what you thought of the busicle ride.
Okay, I'm Mike. I guess I'm the mystery man. This has got to be the weirdest contraption I've ever ridden on. And a fun group of people.
Okay, now Mike, what do you do for a living?
I program computers.
And was this like programming a computer?
Hell no.
Nope. Wait, Chantel is coming back. Chantel, a quick second for us to ask you a question. Chantel, what do you think about the busicle ride today?
I love it. It rocks. Voila. That's it. Voila.
Okay. That was Chantel. She's helping in rocking to Rankin. Dave, you've ridden the busicle before. What do you think about it tonight? Now, Dave is an engineer who had a real good experience with the busicle tonight because he rode it and drove it and everything else like that. So what do you think?
Yeah, it was brilliant. Absolutely fantastic.
Does anybody understand what brilliant means? He thought it was brilliant. Okay. Tell me, what's British for what?
Can
Vicky,
you say that?
Lane, what's British for?
That's British for kick-ass.
Oh, okay. So is it kick-ass?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, Julie?
Judith.
Judith was a busicle who rode both ways with us. Most everyone here rode both ways except for...
I,
Mike, and that's it, huh? Okay. So,
Judith, come back with
yeah,
us.
Yeah, we
have.
Yeah.
Should we list okay, them
we
on
should,
this?
We should. Tiziana was jump shipper.
Tiziana and Veronique.
And Veronique, yeah. No, Angelique. Angelique.
Angelique.
Jump shipper. Okay, now, Judith, are you glad you didn't jump ship?
Yes, but my foot hurts.
What hurts?
My foot.
And which part of your foot?
The bottom.
The bottom.
It's cramped.
Really?
Yes.
Now, if you had another chance, would you ride the bus school again if you had another chance?
Of course.
Really? Was it extremely fun?
Yes, it was extremely fun.
Did you have the most fun you ever had in Palo Alto? That's not hard to say. But...
most legal fun.
Legal? Okay.
Was it legal?
Wow. Okay, well, that's pretty good then. I like that. Okay, Dr. Bruce England came up with a great idea when we were on the, and Bruce is from
Mountain View.
Mountain View.
What do you think about the bus school ride real quick?
I thought it was great. I got
Before I let you talk to Bruce for too long here, Bruce came from Mountain View, and Bruce gave us a great idea of using the video camera to hold it up to our mugs and film ourselves and pass it on the line of saying a few words about the bus. How many people did that? Okay, did you do it?
I did it.
Did you do it?
Yes. Yes, I'm on there.
Mike missed it because he was.
Did you do it?
Yes.
Did you do it?
I did it.
Okay. Didn't do it on the way back.
Now, Dr. England.
Yes, sir.
Bruce contacted me about it. He says, can you get a hold of me? I want to ride the bicycle.
Yes.
Okay, now, where did you find us, Bruce?
I found you on Google. I Googled the bicycle, I found your name, and then I got your email address.
He Googled us, and he found us. Now, was it worth Googling us?
Absolutely. I mean, the 5 seconds I put into Googling was definitely worth it.
Okay. Was it the most fun you ever had from a Google search engine?
I
guess Google search result. Okay. But in the main, was it fun?
It was great. I loved doing the megaphone and coming up with all kinds of fancy stuff.
And what was one thing he said? What did it do? Because the bicycle will not be motorized. The bicycle will not be televised. And what else?
Oh, God, I don't remember now. I was just sort of spewing them out. Mark came up with that?
There's Dave Hirschberger. Dave Hirschberger's late. He missed. Dave, thanks for riding with us. What do you think about the ride?
We're going to have to go again.
That's pretty tiring.
Dave, you rock. Okay.
One thing to say. Aluminum.
Okay, wait, time out.
Carbon fiber.
Will Chafee is a consultant at the Apple store, and he's gonna be deluged when the iPhone comes out this Friday. But what do you think about the bicycle ride?
I don't think there's any way that the iPhone's even gonna compare to this.
Absolutely.
I mean, the demand for the bicycle is gonna be so great it's gonna outstrip the iPhone. I just don't know we're gonna fit them in the store.
Wow. So is that the most fun you ever had on a monstrosity?
Yeah, it was fantastic. And, really? And I am calling Specialized tomorrow, and I'm sending them over some design plans, and we're going to get something like, you know, aluminum.
Aluminum. Wow. That's awesome.
For the Brits, it's aluminium. Aluminium.
I saw Dave, I was riding my high wheel home last night, and I saw Will, and I said, hey, Will, you want to ride the bus? And he said, you had a dream about this. Tell us about your dream.
I did. I was just thinking, just wouldn't it be great if you had like a tandem that, you know, five people could just get on in the morning and go, you know, do their thing. But it's a tandem bike. It's a little bit more difficult. This actually is workable. We could do this.
So
I'm going to get my best team on.
Really?
Yeah.
And you had an extreme blast?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Who didn't have an extreme blast? Well, Dave, you didn't have an extreme blast. Dave Hirschberger. Yeah. Okay. Now, Evelinian. She kind of gave us a false start one time. I got bicycle beer. If anyone wants a bicycle beer, serious.
What's bicycle
beer? Bicycle beer is what came out from Boston.
Really?
They left us some beers. Oh, anyway, geez. Evelyn one time gave us a false start. She was gonna do the bicycle, and she was a no show. And tonight she was almost a no show. Tell us about the difficulties you had getting here.
I got lost here.
Me too. Last week, never made it.
My sister Karen, tell us about your.
All around Mountain View.
How long were you lost?
For? Internet directions suck. Okay. Because I had two sets of internet directions. They're totally wrong. Ended up at Moffett Field, and I ended up at Shore Lane Amphitheater, and I never found my way here.
Okay. Now, if you hadn't come with Vicky, would you have made it?
No.
Okay. All right. Now, Evelyn, what do you think about the bus go ride? Where'd Mango go?
Mango!
Mango!
Hey, he ditched us.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was fun?
Yeah, a lot of fun. Yeah.
You had fun. So what was the highlight of this evening?
Probably the music in the park.
The music in the park? And was it a surprise for you, the way people reacted to us?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
And, very enthusiastic.
So I want you to come over here. I want you to meet this man on the skateboard here. Now, if you met somebody that looked like this and you shook his hand, and his name was Dave, would you believe it?
I guess.
Okay. Now, Dave is the fastest human-powered vehicle. See you later, Dave!
Second.
Second fastest human power vehicle kinetic sculpture racer in the world, according to certain retarded people like myself. Okay?
There was a race a few months ago.
He was going to ride the bus with us tonight. Now, can you explain to us why you weren't here on time?
Yeah, I got held up at work.
Okay. Well, I guess that sums up. Faye! Let's hear it for Faye!
Faye!
Hey, shut up.
You're the good kind of wet. I'm the stinky kind of wet.
I couldn't figure out what route you guys were coming back on. And so I skated over to...
No.
I brought my bike here with the skateboard.
Yeah.
And then I skated over to Rinconada Park, thinking I would meet you guys head on. And that turned out not to be the case.
Oh, man.
And then the skateboard...
Oh, my God.
He's
going to
be with you guys.
Well, that is Dave Hirschberger of unwieldy fame. This guy makes one of the most incredible human-powered vehicles on the planet. So what do you think about the Busco ride, Faye?
It was, I don't know, I wasn't there.
I just know she smells a lot better than me.
Okay, now that was my sister Karen. She gave us a really fun narrative as we were coming back on the bicycle. What were some of the topic? What were the highlights of your megaphone activity? Do you remember any things you said that were fun?
I liked talking to the little kids and the dogs.
Oh, you know what you were saying to dogs? You were saying, can your dog pool? Is he a pooler? So that was fun. So that was my sister Karen. And
driver.
Oh, come here, Brooke. Get over here, dude. Okay. So what do you think about driving the bicycle at 12 years old?
Yeah, it was like... Pressure.
You're under pressure. Was it fun?
Yes.
Do you want to drive the bicycle again when you're 13?
Sure.
How about when you're 14?
Maybe.
How about when you're 15?
We'll see.
How about when you get a driver's license?
I have my own car that night.
Okay, and Brooke, can you tell me what your mom's name is?
Karen.
And what's her last name?
Odetto.
And is that my sister? So does that make you my nephew?
Yes.
Okay. So, okay, well, then that's all pretty good. It's all said and done. Stand over there on that skateboard, some kid named Skyler. He didn't ride with us. He's in big trouble, but that's okay. So, guys, that sums up another bicycle evening. Let's hear a round of applause for everyone here in Yahoo. Okay. All right. Bye, recorder.
That was one very fun evening. You can see who all the people are that made it the blast it was in the video we have at the webpage we drew up for all this comedy under the Bussicle link at bikeroute.com.
That wraps up another edition of the National Bicycle Greenways Mountain Movers podcast series. We hope you enjoyed it. This has been NBG director and Awake Again author Martin Krieg. For more info about the NBG, go to nationalbicyclegreenway.com. To access this podcast in the future and to hear other shakers and movers that we've interviewed, go to bikeroute.com.